And it's time. You know the music. It's time for our first guest. He is one of those crusaders. He is a musketeer. He's a pirate. He swings on chandeliers. I mean, he's all of that. Yeah, that's right. He has sound effects.
The swashbuckler.
Yeah. He breaks things every now and then. He's the founding partner and managing consultant of Integrity Pension Services. It's Jay Belts. He's going to be on the show next. He's the managing consultant and a founding partner of Integrity Pension Services. His company strives to provide high-quality retirement plan services and with a high touch. They are actively engaged to take care of their clients' needs at a service-oriented retirement plan consulting firm. Jay, always a pleasure. Welcome back to the show.
Jason, it's great to be here and to see you. Mike, haven't seen you for a while. Welcome back as well.
Thank you.
And Lawrence, our illustrious sound engineer, always coming through with those timely sounds and stuff.
It's kind of just adds to that theme and feel and essence of the show. And especially for you, because, you know, we don't play that music for anybody else. You're the guy.
Yeah, you know, and I actually saw that program, that movie, just the other day.
I did.
I was playing
it's
the
like,
whole
that
time.
That was me. That's me.
It was great because they played different variations throughout it. You know, the Black Pearl and, you know, the ghostly ship coming out of the darkness and a lot of action, you know. So, you know, speaking of action, there's a lot of action going on right now in the political process, isn't there?
You know, there is. I mean, you name it.
And so, you know, the tie-in, obviously, there's a tie-in. That's why I brought it up, is that retirement plans always seem to make the news one way or the other. And, you know, these are long-term plans, guys. So there's just not, you know, you don't fund it one time and it goes away. We're talking about a lifetime of savings for some people. And, you know, why do people have retirement plans is a great question to revisit, because what we're really doing is we're planning for the future. And we don't know what the future is. So whether that's 5 years, 10 years, you know, 50 years, we don't know. So it's kind of like an insurance policy, if you will, because you're setting aside money for down the road when you don't know if you're going to be making money or have money. So it's a smart move. And, you know, let's review the basics first of all. When people fund either directly through their company or if they're self-employed themselves, it really has – there's three basic tenets, Mike, to a retirement plan. Number one is we get upfront tax deductions. So there's value today, because that's the rule of tax planning, right, Jason? Lower your taxes and maximize your income.
That's sure. Absolutely.
One, you know?
Yep.
I don't know anybody doesn't want to do that.
Zero rate strategy. You know, the best rate for taxes is zero.
Right. And so number two then, when the money's in a retirement plan, it's actually in a tax-exempt trust or it's an IRA. So both of those, though, are tax-exempt while money is in there. So if you're earning, or hopefully not losing, value, you're not paying tax on that gain while the money's in the plan, because you don't actually have possession of it. It's held in your trust. Now, thirdly is you actually pay tax when you draw it out. But that's down the road, and hopefully you're paying that tax at that point, not only with dollars that have been inflated via inflation, but also at a lower tax rate, because the general thinking is while you're working, you know, those are your higher income years. Then when you retire, you reduce your lifestyle a little bit. Maybe you need 80% or less to live on, and your tax rate's lower.
So that's true.
So that's it. So we put money away, we save money at a higher tax rate, and we pay the lower rate, and that kind of tax arbitrage, you know, works out. That's the big plan then,
right,
for retirement planning. And you know, this is not new, and that's going to be the catchphrase of discussion today, based upon a Wall Street Journal article where they were saying that retirement planning is a little-known strategy. And little-known, really?
Retirement planning in general is little-known, or a particular technique?
I just think in general, because
really?
This September is the 41st anniversary of ERISA, where we really had major rules that Congress put forth. They studied those for several years to come up with ERISA. And so this is not new, and we've had a tax code longer than that. We've had, you know,
Since like the beginning of the 1900s.
The 39 tax code, the 54 tax code, the 86 tax code, which we're in today. And pretty soon we're going to have, who knows, a 2017 tax code. But this is not new. So it's really curious to me when I saw an article on the online Wall Street Journal article a few weeks ago They talked about the presidential race and the fact that Jeb Bush, as a candidate, had released 33 years' worth of tax returns.
Why did he do that?
Well, I think it's a political move, saying, hey, I have nothing to hide, everybody.
I have nothing to hide. I'm pretty transparent.
He's 62 years old now, so back to his 20s.
Yeah, right.
I've never heard of that many years being released at one time.
Surprisingly,
I don't think I have all my tax returns going back that long.
I don't. I mean, surprisingly.
Certainly 15 surprisingly, or 20, but not
definitely.
30.
Right. Definitely the statute of limitations has been closed on many of those. So he released them. And what did they find out?
Well, I'm going to quote you. I wrote it down because I was kind of incensed by this, obviously, if you can tell my tone. They reported he used a little known but perfectly legal tax strategy to set aside an annual average of $350,000 for the last 5 years.
Now, that's not really that unknown. There's a lot of people using that strategy. I mean, they're saying it's little known. Why do you think that
is? Well, I think, it's headline.
It makes
the news. Catchphrase.
Are they trying to do a gotcha on that guy?
I think so. But it's not little known, obviously, and I'll tell you why in a few stats in a few minutes. But, while individual tax returns are not available to the public, right? They have to put them out there for us to view. You can't just say, hey, IRS, give me Tom Smith's tax return. I want to see if he's cheating or not. But when retirement plans file their informational returns, they are open to public inspection. So what did I do the last couple hours? I pulled up the Jeb Bush retirement plans.
Nice.
There they were. I mean, I knew enough to find them, the websites, and search for them. I had an idea what his company was called. And, that's not hard to find out either. You can go to Secretary of State's websites for any state in the U.S. And search for names or businesses or officers and learn all about their companies. So, anyways. And a little bit older, I thought, I know his actuary. Actuary in Arizona, without naming names. But I thought, I know him. I know his firm. I know some employees. So, interesting that an actuary in Arizona is handling these Florida corporations' retirement plan work, which is perfectly fine. It's all federal law. And we do the same thing. We work across the nation. I could work in Hawaii, as you mentioned earlier, and I need more clients in Hawaii because you need a write-off, right?
That'd be nice. Yeah. So he's got this plan.
Yeah. So he actually has two plans, Jason. Yeah. And we actually have discussed this strategy on this show a couple of times now. Even this year we discussed this. We set up two plans for a company, both a defined benefit plan and a defined contribution plan. And generally speaking, we do that to maximize deductions and contributions. So he wants to save some money. He's on the speaking tour now. He's making good consulting fees. So a smart move, save for the future, save on your taxes, establish a retirement plan. So he has several employees, and he's funding for them as he has to, and putting away monies.
So when he makes money, basically, he can actually make a contribution to two types of plans, being a defined contribution, which is a profit-sharing type plan, and a defined benefit plan, which kind of bases his amount of input or flow to the plan based on his retirement and what he expects to be able to, live on.
Yeah, it's normally based upon compensation. Mm-hmm. And so it's payable at a certain retirement age. That's an assumption that's also set forth in the plan documents. You might say, let's say, for example, age 65 is when people retire. And it might say, we're going to pay you 100% of your average three-year salary. That's what the benefit is going to be. Well, now, how much is compensation to determine how much is the benefit? And now, how old is he? How many years do we have to fund before we have to pay out that benefit? So he's 62 years old. So in the last 5 years, those are the best years then. The last 10 years before retirement are the highest years possible to fund.
Anybody within
10 years of retirement, that's the time to sock it away.
So if they make a lot more compensation those years, can they put in more money?
There's limitations on that by law. So the benefit can only be so high. Right now it's $210,000 per year starting at age 62.
Now,
so you need about $2.8 to $3 million to pay that out.
Okay. If that's the case, if you have that, that's the defined benefit part,
right? Right.
So if you also have a defined contribution, does the defined contribution get limited by what you put in the defined benefit plan?
If you're by yourself, yes. But if you have employees, no. So he can also have $53,000 this year in a 401k profit sharing.
So that's how he's getting up to those numbers.
Yeah, that's why they're doing 350 average for the last 5 years. Yeah. That includes some costs for employees, too. So he's probably getting probably close to $300,000 average himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit, you know, when they say 350, that's not quite correct. That's not all him. Now, all other candidates can do the same thing. He happens to have a consulting company. So when we have a company that we have, whether or not we have employees or not, we have earned income, we have W-2 wages, we're allowed to set up a retirement plan to defer some of those monies, and that's what he's done.
So you're saying that this is a very prudent strategy. It's not new. It's something everybody should do, and most smart business people are doing this.
I agree. Here's some stats on that, since you brought that up. Every year, they tally from these tax returns that the retirement plans put away, how much money's in the plan, how many participants, and so forth. So the last totals were 2012 totals. We have about 700,000 plans in the U.S. Now, most of those are defined contribution. You know, we had a change in the over the years to 401k plans and defined contribution plans. But still, even the worst case, you might say 94% are defined contribution, so therefore only 6% are defined benefit. But 6% of $700,000, 42,000 defined benefit plans out there.
Mm-hmm.
So little known?
Yeah,
I don't think so. And even worse than that, right now, I don't know, here, today's trivia question, here it is. For Mike and Jason, to the nearest $1 trillion, as of June 30, 2015, how many $1 trillion are in retirement plans in the United States?
Oh, to the nearest trillion. I mean,
nearest trillion.
You've got to have a good 45 trillion.
Okay, Mike, do you want to go higher or lower?
That makes it easy for me, doesn't it?
Yes.
I will say higher.
Okay, well, therefore, Jason's the winner.
Oh.
Sorry, Mike. $24 trillion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But the biggest pocket is actually defined benefit plans, because we have $5.1 trillion in governmental defined benefit plans.
Mm.
So state, local,
yeah,
all those plans out there.
Those are categorized,
whether they're fully
that
funded
way
or not, they're
right
still,
they're
that's
the,
how much is in them at this
mm-hmm
point in time. We also have $3.2 trillion in private sector defined benefit plans. So we have $8.3 trillion in defined benefit plans. So I say again, or ask again, little known Wall Street Journal? I don't think so.
Yeah.
So we also have, by the way, the biggest pocket is IRAs, because people, not only do they fund their IRAs, but they can do a direct rollover from their retirement plan into their IRA. So as you see, the baby boomers starting to actually retire, they're moving monies from companies they own and selling, and you've been involved with that, Jason.
Yeah.
I think you have too, Mike, when they sell those companies. You know, you make sure there's no fraud involved. You might have to sign off on something. But
that's correct.
They directly roll that money to an IRA. So we have $7.2 trillion in IRAs today.
So it's a great plan. Hey, where can they find you, Jay, to find out what you do?
Two ways. We're
ER@integritypension.com.
is our revised website by Say So Marketing right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, or 800-652-7067, integritypension.com.
And Jay, I have a quick question, if
yes,
I may.
Sir.
Out of the $24 trillion in assets mm-hmm that are out there, how much of that is vested? And maybe you can explain quickly what vesting is for our listeners.
No way to know, Mike, but I would guess probably about 80%.
80% they could take away.
Yep, if they leave their employer,
if they
get the money. Yep.
Thank you.
And we'll be back. We've been talking to Jay Belts, founding partner and managing consultant with Integrity Pension Services, LLC. We'll be back right after the break with Reg Banker calling in from Hawaii.